Your province, your news. East Coast Radio Newswatch.
We start with breaking news. Murder investigations are underway after four people were burned to death in Inanda, north of Durban. Police say they found the deceased in two burning cars in the Umadada area yesterday. KZN SAPS spokesperson Robert Nechunda says the incident may be related to stock theft.
Police found one body burnt beyond recognition inside a Nissan NP200, and three other bodies were found inside a Toyota Rumion, also burnt beyond recognition. Police also found three carcasses of cattle next to the NP200 vehicle. The motive of the killing is unknown at this stage. The process of identifying the victims is underway, and the search for the suspects is ongoing.
Meanwhile, five suspects are behind bars and as KZN police intensify their crackdown on counterfeit and illicit goods. Their arrests form part of nationwide police operations that uncovered more than 30 million rands worth of illegal products. Raids in KZN, Gauteng and the Western Cape led officers to more than 800,000 counterfeit items. These include fake medicines, electronics and tobacco products. National SAPS spokesperson Amanda van Wyk.
Police in KwaZulu-Natal arrested five suspects during separate operations. One suspect was apprehended for contravening the Tobacco Products Control Act, while three others will face additional charges for violating the Immigration Act. In another operation, police arrested a suspect for the illegal possession of a gambling machine.
And further afield, more than half of Sudan's population is in need of humanitarian aid. That's according to the head of the Danish Refugee Council. The war between Sudan's army and the paramilitary rapid support forces has killed tens of thousands of people since it broke out in April 2023. Nearly 12 million have been displaced, triggering one of the world's worst humanitarian crises. The Council Secretary General Charlotte Slenter says 30 million people are in need of aid. She described the suffering in the Sudan as unimaginable. And finally, it's the last day of the 7th Umgungundlovu Film Festival. It's been running in Maritzburg since Friday under the theme Imagine the World in My Image. The festival opened with The Unseen Voice, a film that places disability awareness at the centre of its narrative. Festival founder Portia Ndudane says more than 30 films from 13 countries are being screened, many focusing on marginalised people. She says supporting young filmmakers is key, but ensuring disabled voices are heard is just as important.
Is for each and every filmmaker to be able to make money out of their work or film, to get their work paid eventually, because most filmmakers are working for free without money. So we are advocating for filmmakers to be able to sell their work. So for each and every one to say, I shot my film and this is how much I made out of the film.
The top story breaking news this hour. Murder investigations are underway after four people were burned to death in Inanda, north of Durban. Find the latest news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanye.